WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Benchley man took a wild ride in his pickup last night in an attempt to stop the person who stole it. College Station police arrested 19-year-old Kenneth McKinney Jr. of Bryan, who is accused of taking the truck from the parking lot of the CVS store at Texas and Southwest Parkway. The owner, who had left the pickup truck running, told officers he jumped in the bed and called 911 as McKinney drove away. Patrol vehicles caught up about 2 miles later at Texas and Walton. The pursuit went into Bryan, where the victim jumped out near St. Joseph's at 29th and Broadmoor. The chase ended when McKinney pulled into the AutoZone on Texas in Bryan. The victim was treated and released at St. Joseph's for non-life-threatening injuries. It was a year ago this week the city of College Station announced a Houston developer would be buying a property in Northgate that included the original City Hall. A month since the sale closed, the new owner is still trying to remove the operators of Cafe Excel. The restaurant owners have appealed a Justice of the Peace eviction order from earlier this month and want a jury to decide if they're entitled to stay. The First County Court at Law hearing in the appeal has been scheduled for 2 weeks from today. The lawyer representing Asset Plus Realty says Cafe Excel has occupied the building and off-street parking rent-free since January 15th. The restaurant owners say when they paid rent last month to the city through the end of February, the city issued a refund for a portion of after the end of the lease. Local funding for a World War II exhibit was completed last night by the College Station City Council. That was among a series of budget amendments unanimously approved by the council, which is online at WTAW.com. The $225,000 contribution towards building the $1.5 million Aggies Go to War display comes from the Hotel Occupancy Tax Fund. The chairman of the Convention and Visitors Bureau Board, Hunter Goodwin, says they're seeing a migration of tourists towards war and veterans memorials.
And there's such a good segue and tie-in to the university and the history that we have there. So the initial phase one, it's an investment in a much bigger piece, and I think the true impact will be in phase two when it returns here in 2016.
Another budget amendment by the council takes $157,000 from the hotel tax fund to improve entrances and berms at Veterans Park. The first phase of a master plan for the Blaine College Bryan campus was approved yesterday during a special meeting of the Board of Trustees. The list is online at WTAW.com. Long-term lease space needs were also discussed. State Representative Lois Colcourse of Brenham was among those who asked about funding new buildings and or relocation, since Blaine does not receive property tax revenue from Brazos County.
We're one of the few community colleges that doesn't tax its whole service area. That's something that Blaine College is going to have to consider, potentially a maintenance tax.
In that area, Blaine trustees have several options. They received a pitch from private developers who would finance a new campus in College Station. Also under consideration is moving to the former TxDOT district offices in North Bryan. The union representing pilots working at American Eagle have rejected a contract offer without sending it to members for a vote. A spokesman for American Airlines says there will be no impact on service by the regional carrier at Easterwood Airport or anywhere else. A statement to employees from Eagle's president says American will contract with other carriers to fly newer and larger regional jets. That will result in downsizing Eagle's fleet and workforce. No timetable was given when those actions will take place. Online at WTAW.com are statements from Eagle's president and the pilots' union. Bryan College Station Habitat for Humanity built 22 homes last year, and Director of Communications Ryan Pierce predicts that many again will be built this year. This Saturday, families who want to apply for a home can hear more about how the program works.
This is the way to get started in the Habitat process. You want to attend this informational meeting first to see if you qualify, to see if it's something that might benefit you and your family. And from there, you'll learn how to apply and what the entire process entails. You don't need to bring anything to this meeting, just yourself.
The meetings will be held tomorrow morning in English at 9 and 10 and in Spanish at 11 at the Habitat Education Building off South College in Bryan on Lake Street. Volunteer information can be found at habitatbcs.org. WTAW News Time approaching 8:11. It's 50 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Merry Maids. More news at 8:30 or anytime at our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Merry Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Merry Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
So wherever and whenever I can take steps without legislation, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, Mr. President, you're not a king, and Texans don't bow to anyone. I'm Todd Staples, and it's clear Obama will do whatever it takes to destroy our traditional family values and our Texas way of life. Unlike President Obama, I believe in traditional marriage. That's why I authored the state constitutional amendment defining marriage as between one man and one woman. On immigration, Obama has refused to enforce the law. That's why I have a six-point plan to secure the border and stop the flow of illegal immigration into Texas. And I sued Obama's EPA to stop job-killing regulations imposed by out-of-touch Washington bureaucrats. I'm Todd Staples, and as your next Lieutenant Governor, I'll make sure President Obama knows that if he wants to mess with Texas, he'll have to talk to me. Political ad paid for by Texans for Todd Staples.
Margaret Meese is a dedicated public servant and attorney, and she does not use a cookie-cutter approach often seen in the judicial system. Instead, Margaret Meese analyzes each individual case separate and apart and evaluates all points, including the ones that are most often overlooked. In family law, it's difficult at best to properly weigh and balance the interests of the husband, wife, and more importantly, the children to reach a win-win resolution, and Margaret has such an ability. Go to VoteMeese.com. Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
The search for a capable, easy-to-use tractor is finally over. The John Deere 3E Series Compact Tractor is at Sioux Falls Prater. With tons of attachments that are a snap to take on and off, you can do more with less hassle. And with this 0% financing for 72 months, you can bring home a 3032E tractor with John Deere 305 loader and Frontier RC 2060 rotary cutter for less than you think. Visit cptractor.com to find the location nearest you. Offer ends 2/3/2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial restrictions. Supply. Other special rates and terms available. See dealer for details and other financing options.
It's 8:13, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. What is that? What is that? What were you doing? What was that noise? What were you doing? You doing like race car noises in there?
No, I was trying to pull something up, and that was the start of a commercial.
Oh, I thought you were, because it was Daytona coming up, you were trying to get race car noises going. All right, let's do some weather then. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partly to mostly sunny and breezy for today, with high temperatures making their way up to 70 to 75. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will fall back to 40 to 45. Beautiful weekend in store for the region, especially tomorrow. Lots of sun. Highs will be 65 to near 70. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows around 50. We'll start with sunshine Sunday, then clouds will increase during the day. Highs on Sunday around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Once again, and we want to repeat this for you so that you know, we did this yesterday, but the little candy hearts from Necco, you know, that have the rodent hair attached to them, you can... It's kind of what I always say. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not. Maybe. Anyway, now you can turn any tweet into one of those little hearts. You just create your little tweet hearts. Simple step. Okay, tweet your love note on at tweet hearts, and then it'll send that to your person. Go to NeccoTweetHearts.com. Kind of a virtual little heart. Hello.
Hey, Scott. I was listening to that ad for Habitat for Humanity, and they were talking about the homes. And I got a little upset when I heard that you could apply in Spanish. But then I thought again, well, wait a minute. What if while they're building that home and the Spanish family has to participate in the building of that home, if everybody spoke English, it would relay the importance of assimilation and learning the language for that family, and it would give them a double head start as they're settling in this community.
Duly noted, sir. Thank you. I don't have any problem with that. Assimilation, I believe, as we were discussing.
Mm-hmm.
Those who want to, those who don't. Makes a big difference.
It's not mandatory. It's just beneficial.
That's right. Okay, we'll walk away from that third rail. Jay Sokol here this morning from the city of College Station. How are you today?
Hey, doing great.
By the way, here's an app for you to download. If you're waiting for your, if you're waiting for your income tax refund, God, it's only the 14th. I mean, haven't you already gone and gotten that done at Walmart? I'm sorry. Anyway. If you're wondering what the status is of your tax return, the IRS has an app for you. IRS 2, the number 2, Go. In fact, the IRS has had this app since 2011. I wonder if they've gotten around to perfecting it yet. Did you know that? I mean, okay, let's see. Here's a government app. I wonder how well that's going to work. But anyway,
You're supposed to be able to. There's a new 4.0 version that's available in both English and Spanish. That's what made me think of it. For iPhone, Androids, refund status information is updated daily, not minute by minute, like package tracking.
Your refund has arrived in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, exactly. Offloaded and signed for in Louisville.
Waiting on your front step.
Yeah, the app can also point you to free tax assistance programs in your area. So.
Bob Johnson. Bob Johnson is looking at your home office.
Can it tell you how many onesie flannel pajamas you can buy with your refund?
Yeah, it probably could do that. If you're at the airport in need of something to do in between your pat-downs and body scans, you can always try perusing the SkyMall catalog sometimes. Here's some actual items listed. The talking dog collar. Everyone knows that a cute dog is a great chick magnet, but now... Just a click on your remote control, and you can program Fluffy's collar to say, hey, good looking.
It's like that dog from Up.
How you doing? Big Splash Diver's Pool Statue, a sobering reminder of what really happens to people who dive into shallow pools. And besides that, do you want to think about a big splash when you're in an airplane?
No.
Pet crate end tables. I've seen this in there. I've seen this. It's a table that doubles as a cage.
Yeah, I've seen that.
for animals or children. Skelenome garden sculpture. Always wondered what real bone meal fertilizer came from. Now you know. The peeing boy fountain. I think we probably know what that means. The St. Joseph home sale kit. According to the description, burying a statue of St. Joseph to improve your odds of buying or selling real estate. An age-old Italian practice. The Velociraptor dinosaur statue. When your two-year-old nephew developed that hazardous habit of sneaking out of his room at night, my sister cleverly broke it by building a barrier of toy dinosaurs outside. Scares him back in there. And finally, the Bigfoot Garden Yeti statue. The Inside Cover Sweepstakes ad reads, what would you buy with $100,000? And they've got an opportunity to buy a life-size Sasquatch. What's going on in College Station?
Well, we've got Brazos Valley Earth Day coming up.
Earth Day.
Earth Day is Earth Day. April 5th this year.
Okay.
But what that committee needs, the Brazos Valley Earth Day Committee, they need local businesses and organizations to step forward to be either a vendor or an exhibitor. Okay, so the idea is, as a vendor, that the festival attendees can support your cause, they can buy your offerings or what have you, even if it's food and drinks, but as an exhibitor, your booth can kind of introduce your product or service to attendees, right? So
they need vendors.
They need vendors. They do this every year.
I'm thinking, could I be a vendor who sells something in a styrofoam cup with a koozie made out of a disposable diaper?
No! You absolutely cannot. That is not allowed, I'm pretty sure.
Just saying. Okay.
So if you would like to be an appropriate vendor or exhibitor, you should apply online by March 14th at BrazosValleyEarthDay.com. That's BrazosValleyEarthDay.com. Again, March 14th, the deadline, Earth Day, April 5th. Okay. One other reminder, we have a movie in the park tonight.
Oh.
At Wolpen Creek.
It'll be great weather for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the movie is Annie. Gates open at 7. Movie starts at 8. More information at cstx.gov.
Are you the MC?
No.
Okay.
I'm absolutely not.
Okay, I didn't know if... prizes? Popcorn? What do they do about... Okay, now, what do we do about snackables there? How does that work? I mean, I hate to put you on the spot necessarily, but...
I think you can bring snackables, and the rule, I think, stands like other events for the size of coolers you can bring in. Right. You know, 48 quarts is as large as you can bring in. Anything large is a refrigerator.
Yeah.
So... But there's more information online.
Okay. And I don't think you have to worry about the bug spray tonight. I don't think that'll be
a
problem.
No, I think you're all right there.
It should be fine. So now, we were talking to Marilyn Strada yesterday just kind of about how the media, the whole social media thing, causes everything to move faster. So kind of give us an overview of what the city of College Station has available for people in social media.
We've got a lot. Twitter and Facebook are the main things we use. Twitter's very quick in terms of how we get information out. Facebook, though, is still very popular. We're also talking to ourselves in Google Plus. We're out there.
Who else is on Google Plus?
I know.
Golly.
We're out there with LinkedIn. We're doing quite a bit of blogging on WordPress. The blog is really very good. Mm-hmm. Encourage people to check that out. YouTube and Flickr, and we're actually doing some audio stuff on SoundCloud. So we're out there in a lot of ways. But I would say if you'd like to sample what we're all about, start with Twitter and Facebook, and you will really learn a ton of information from us.
All right,
and timely stuff.
It's Jay Sokol from the City of College Station. Visit with folks from College Station on Fridays. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
The Aggie Report is next. For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. Two decades of excellence, the Learfield Field Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M softball team has an invitational. Starts today, run through Sunday. Go to AggieAthletics.com and check for the schedule there. Also, the track team will be hosting the Aggie Invitational today and tomorrow. And again, go to AggieAthletics.com for more information. Baseball starts its season tonight. It'll take on Northeastern at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park, 6:35 first pitch. Coach Rob Childress, I asked him about his first trip through the SEC last year as he gets ready to start this 2014 campaign.
Well, I think, you know, from outside looking in that league, for me, I just envisioned it as a very, very offensive league where you got to go score 8, 10, 12 runs to be in each and every game. But more than anything, the thing that impressed me was the pitching, the quality of the starters, the quality of the bullpen, and you know, I think it's going to be more of the same this year. I think the SEC doesn't get enough credit for the arms that it has in the league and the polish of the pitchers that we do have.
Texas A&M head baseball coach Rob Childress, 6:35 tonight, 2:05 tomorrow, 1:05 Sunday, Olsen Field at Bluebell Park, A&M and Northeastern. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Hey, I'm just like most people. I'm constantly fighting the battle of the bulge. My biggest problem is resisting carbohydrates. Yeah, I really love bread and pizzas, cereals, biscuits, not to mention cinnamon rolls, but those things can really put on the pounds. You see, carbohydrates are the first thing to turn to sugar in your system. They increase the production of insulin, and that turns the carbs into fat and, well, makes you hungry again. But you know, carbs are not a problem with Dr. Steelman's Better Health Diet from Activate, because the diet actually contains a carboblocker. Yeah, it's a little tablet that keeps your body from digesting the carbs you eat, so you can have a balanced diet without the hunger, starvation, or denying yourself some of the foods that you so love. It's great, and it really works. Now, there's full information at their website, activateproducts.com, or you can call them toll-free at 800-465-4411, and they'll be happy to send some information out to you in the mail. That's active and the number 8, products.com, or 800-465-4411. It was going to be the wedding of the century, and that's exactly how it turned out. And as we know now, much more. Vicky was marrying Freddie. Vicky pretty much took charge of the wedding, right down to the last detail. And honestly, folks, that really wasn't done at that time. Usually, the mothers of the bride and groom put their heads together and checked with the fathers, and some things were arranged for the young couple to start out with. And that even applied to the gifts that would be given to the couple. Vicky, well, she really didn't need any of that stuff, so she would have none of it. It was something of a break with tradition, but that's the kind of woman she was. She picked the music, and she picked something that she really liked, something that would be dramatic as she walked down the aisle to join her new husband. By all reports, she was a beautiful bride. The groom, handsome, in the long tails of his formal military jacket. She was dressed in a gorgeous, flowing white gown with a bouquet of flowers. And you might be thinking to yourself, okay, Chaz, it was a nice traditional wedding, and there's lots of them, so why are you telling me all this? Well, traditional, yes, now, but not then. No, you see, none of those things were traditional at the time. The wedding of the century was between England's Princess Victoria and Crown Prince William Frederick of Prussia, held January 25th, 1858. And it's a little-known fact that most of what Vicky did was not traditional at all. Most of it was brand new. Up until that time, brides did not wear white at weddings. Grooms did not wear tails. There was no traditional music, and ring bearers, flower girls, and most of the rest of what we think of as traditional. But the wedding was such an event that it wasn't long before almost every young bride in England and Europe was trying to mimic Vicky's wedding, right down to the pomp and circumstance. Soon it came to America, and we've been doing an American imitation of the English-Prussian middle-class imitation of Vicky's wedding ever since, right down to the tails on Freddie's coat. So the next time you attend a traditional wedding or help plan one for your own child, you might want to give a brief thought to the woman who made it traditional to begin with. Victoria, Princess of England, and her groom, William Frederick, Crown Prince of Prussia.
Growth momentum slows. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. Yesterday we heard that sales numbers at retail outlets fell 0.4% in January, the sharpest decline in a year and a half, and a poll of economists by the Wall Street Journal is pointing towards slower economic growth than expected across the board in 2014. It's not just retail sales, but job creation, wage growth, and factory output that all seem to be waning. Pepsi reported a rise in profits and revenue in its latest quarter, but the sales number fell short of analysts' forecasts. The beverage maker also said it would not split up its soft drink division. Shares of Pepsi fell over 2% on all that news. And a new survey shed some light on infidelity in relationships, but data focuses on finances. The National Endowment for Financial Education says that 3 in 10 couples admit to lying to their partner about money issues. 17% hit a purchase or cash from their significant other. We check futures pointing towards a higher open with the NASDAQ up 4, S&P 500 futures currently up by 1 point. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that too. With our new industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our new complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle. Only during the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales event going on now through February 28th can you also take advantage of a 2-month payment credit on many models, plus 3 months of SiriusXM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com. WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. The College Station City Council last night approved nearly $7 million of budget amendments. You can read that list online at WTAW.com. But most of the attention was taking $225,000 from the Hotel Occupancy Tax Fund to contribute towards the $1.5 million Aggies Go to War display that will open this December in Belgium, then move here in 2 years to a permanent home. James Benham was part of the unanimous vote.
This is a legitimate and good purpose to expenditure of hotel tax funds. The fact that the very people who collect and benefit them are behind it as well also speaks very clearly.
Expenditures also includes $280,000 for an assessment of transportation and facility capital needs as part of a bond issue proposed to go to voters next year. The council also spent nearly $2.5 million from last month's sale of city-owned property in Northgate at Welburn and Church. Councilman John Nichols noted more than $1 million is going into street improvements. Owners of a Northgate restaurant continue their legal battle to stay in the former College Station City Hall. Earlier this month, a justice of the peace granted a Houston developer's request to evict Cafe XL. This week, Cafe XL's owners filed an appeal, continuing an argument made in a prior lawsuit that they are entitled to stay in business on that property with off-street parking. Cafe XL, which posted a $20,000 bond with the appeal, is also asking for a jury trial. A hearing has been scheduled for the morning of the 26th. The attorney representing the developer says the restaurant owner has not paid rent since their lease expired a month ago. According to the appeal, rent was paid last month to the city through the end of February, but the city sent a refund check for the difference after the lease ended on January 14th. Out of the 366-page filing, the five-page basis of the appeal is posted online at WTAW.com. It was a year ago this week that the city council agreed to sell the property to Asset Plus Realty for a $25 million residential and retail development. Asset Plus has until January 2016 to complete the project. The future growth of Blinn College's Brazos County campuses was the subject of a special Board of Trustees meeting in Bryan.
Headcount is approaching 13,000. Trustees were told that number will go up by 2,400 in 3 years, and by the year 2025, the total is projected to be 20,000. There are ideas, but no decisions yet about accommodating the additional students, faculty, and staff. Trustee Leon Toltman called on assistance from A&M, which gets thousands of Blinn transfer students.
If they would let us have 10, 12 acres to build us a new building for campus, we would be so much better off, and we know where we're going in the future.
State Representative Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham participated in the meeting, says that's been done elsewhere.
I was a part of something in the Woodlands area where we built a, what we call a MITSE, and we were able to get a tuition revenue bond. That was a partnership between Sam Houston State University and Lone Star College.
Building options also include expanding at Bryan's current campus, take over former retail space, and relocating on 50 acres offered to the Blinn Foundation at an undisclosed location. Addressing the current lack of classrooms, the trustees approved more than $2 million of projects to be completed in the next 3 to 6 months. District President Harold Nolte says that includes a new computerized scheduling system and hiring someone to manage the software.
When we're to use that software, we'll find out where our spaces are that we need to go ahead and put classes in.
10 former classrooms will return to their original purpose. That means moving offices, labs, and other functions into portable buildings. Trustees also approved splitting a large classroom into two at the College Park Center building, and the Student Center banquet room will be turned into a student study area with space for more food service. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
American Airlines says regional jet service will continue with no impact at Easterwood Airport and its other destinations, but there will be changes at the American Eagle subsidiary. That's after the pilots' union rejected labor cost concessions sought by Eagle in exchange for getting new jets. Eagle's president lauded a statement to employees that the parent company will find more cost-effective carriers to fly larger jets. That will lead to a reduction in Eagle's fleet and related staffing, according to the president, in coming years. The ruling council for the Eagle Pilots Union turned down the contract offer without sending it to the members for a vote. A statement issued by union leaders noted Eagle was asking too much after pilots gave up benefits and work rules in 2012 when American's parent company, AMR, was in bankruptcy. Statements from the union and Eagle's president are online at WTAW.com. Low-income families interested in Habitat for Humanity's home ownership program can ask questions about it this Saturday.
We're hosting an informational meeting for families that might be interested in building a home with Habitat for Humanity. You're going to have to buy the home. It's not a free home. We provide a zero-interest 20- or 30-year mortgage, so you do need to have a job or a source of income to pay a mortgage. And then we ask you to be a willing partner in the program. You will be involved in building the house yourself, attending classes on home ownership, things like budgeting and maintenance, and then you'll actually pay the mortgage payments as well.
Habitat Communications Director Ryan Pierce says attendees don't need to bring anything to attend. The meetings will be held at the Habitat Education Center at 119 Lake Street in Bryan off of South College. Two will be in English at 9 a.m. and 10, and one in Spanish at 11. Pierce says volunteers are always needed for construction, but there's other ways to help.
We also need volunteers for committees. We have a committee that selects all the families to build the homes, and we have committees that help support the families, teach these home ownership classes on things like budgeting and home maintenance. And then we can always take volunteers in our office and at the Habitat ReStore.
Volunteer and organizational information can be found at habitatbcs.org. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 51 degrees. More news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Imagine this, surgery that results in a single scar hidden in the belly button. Less pain, and for many patients, less time away from family, friends, and life. It's real with single-incision robot-assisted surgery, and it's available close by at College Station Medical Center. Their surgeons are trained in a variety of robot-assisted procedures, and they're ready to help you experience the benefits of this breakthrough technology. Learn more at csmedcenter.com/robotic surgery.
Come on now, let's hit the road.
And at RV Station in Bryan, USA, we make it easy to hit the road with your family. Thank you, BCS. You've made 2013 the best year in RV Station's history. Folks from all over the country are going to RVStationOnline.com to get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Come on!
At RV Station in Bryan, USA, smart RV buyers are choosing from Jayco, Laredo, Rockwood, Puma. You know, the good stuff. Brands built to last for decades. Brands built to go on and on.
On and on and on and on.
Did we mention the best prices in the country? Prices so good they'll make you want to shout.
Hey!
Let's hit the road.
Let's hit the road.
RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Check us out online, RVStationOnline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Family fun starts here.
I freely and 100% admit to being an Olympic geek. And right now, the Olympics are in full swing. 18 days, 93 events, 2,800 athletes, 600 medals. Over 1,539 hours of blissful TV watching for little old me. It started on the 6th, and only the networks and platforms of NBC Universal have them, and you can get all of them, all the way down to the 1,500 channels where you're catching weird things like curling in the middle of the day, all the biathlon. I mean, just, I'm a geek about this stuff. So don't be disappointed. Make sure you get locked in with Suddenlink and not a long-time satellite contract. Switch up to Suddenlink, bundle, and save. Get the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, home phone, all $30 a month per service when you bundle. Get Suddenlink's 30-day, we promise, money-back guarantees with no contract. Switch up today. Call 1-800-915-1866. And signing up online with a revamped website is easier than ever before at Suddenlink.com.
How do you know which Republican candidate for lieutenant governor is toughest on illegal immigration? He's the one Obama's favorite Texas liberal, Julian Castro, publicly attacked, Senator Dan Patrick. Julian Castro and Barack Obama know Dan Patrick is the most conservative candidate for lieutenant governor, who will actually secure our border and eliminate the taxpayer-funded benefits that attract illegal immigrants to come here.
I'm Dan Patrick. Illegal immigration is Washington's responsibility, but it's our problem. Drug cartels, human trafficking, 6,000 illegals apprehended in just 1 week alone this past September, while thousands more get through and others are left to die. San Antonio Mayor Castro attacking me personally tells the whole story. Castro and his pal Obama know I'll do what Washington and our current lieutenant governor won't do. I'll secure the border and end taxpayer benefits for illegal immigrants. No in-state tuition, no driver's license, and no free health care.
Dan Patrick for lieutenant governor. Paid political ad. Texans for Dan Patrick. For more information, visit danpatrick.org.
Good morning. It's 8:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call them now for their fall promotion, up to $2,000 off on select equipment. The number to call is 690-2278.
Partly to mostly sunny and breezy for today, with high temperatures making their way up to 70 to 75. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will fall back to 40 to 45. Beautiful weekend in store for the region, especially tomorrow. Lots of sun. Highs will be 65 to near 70. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows around 50. We'll start with sunshine Sunday, then clouds will increase during the day. Highs on Sunday around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Man, oh man, is that great or what? That'll
yes, be, sir.
By the way, if you want to do that this weekend, you could count birds. To participate, you'll be asked to count all the birds you see for at least 15 minutes between Friday, February 14th, and Monday the 17th. You can count for as long as you like in as many places as you like. If you'll register with birdsource.org, once you do, your bird watching and counting will help scientists get a global snapshot of bird populations. So,
for grackles, can you just say one flock?
Yeah, really.
Good Lord.
Last week, though, we started getting the robins in the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, some of those going on, and so that's it. But, yeah, grackles, just ton of. Just foot tall. Okay, now of all our numbers, zero. Okay, zero is the new kid on the block. Zero was invented about 5,000 years ago, but then kind of went underground for a long time, and it reemerged in India around the 5th century. Zero was brought to Europe around the 9th century, but Europeans were resistant to using it, thinking that it was the work of Satan.
Wow.
Now, stopping here for just a second, maybe getting off the path, we never do that. It's easy for things to go viral today, right? I mean, we know what that means. How did you spread anything back then in the 9th century? I mean,
well, it is Valentine's Day.
Well, that's true. But how quickly could that spread? Hey, did you just hear? And, you know, just hear might have been a year and a half ago, just down the road. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, because you can, the way we can now interact with people, you know, you could put out there on your Facebook, I guess, you know, a tree just fell in my yard, okay? So all these people know that thing, and it doesn't take any kind of interaction or exchange with them to set up that sending the information. You just drop it out there and people know it.
And it probably pushed something important out of their brain so they could read that.
It's also true. But, I mean, are you sitting around at the pub and you're going, yeah, by the way, zero is a work of Satan. You know, and you, I mean, just how do you drop... You see what I'm saying?
You're cut off.
Right. How do you drop that into conversation? I mean,
just like you did. I like that.
Okay.
But Max at it again.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, the idea of having a number that represented nothing was scary to people. One British aristocrat is quoted as saying that he thought zero was dangerous magic. He said, "You don't want to talk about nothing. Hell, we do it here 3 hours every day.
That's how we eat.
That's right. Yeah. He said, "You might not want to talk about nothing. It might make the devil appear."
I'm going to try to use that.
Idle hands.
I'm going to try to use that with upper management. Just add one extra nothing to the end of my paycheck.
Oh, I like that.
No big deal.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
one extra nothing.
But imagine, if you will, trying to do numbers without zero. I mean, math basically would be impossible.
Rounding up.
Yeah, but reminds me of, and I remember seeing pictures of this, not even the video of it, but somebody, I want to say it was Ernie Kovacs, maybe came up with the idea of multiplication with Roman numerals.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
whoa.
Let that sink in.
Wow.
It looked a little complicated, to say the least.
Holy cats.
That'd be fun. All right, here we go, the most romantic movies. The most romantic movies, if you're going to rent a movie. Red Book Magazine put a list together. Here are the 1, 2, 3, 4, top five. Number five is The Way We Were. One of them dies, doesn't they? Isn't that right?
You got to call spoiler alert before that. Come on.
Okay. When Harry Met Sally. I'll have what she's having. Say Anything. Ghost. Yeah, he is dead. And but you already knew that. And Pretty Woman. Those continue to be, I think, pretty much the top five for a while. And Pretty Woman is okay. I mean, it's all right. But I really thought that When Harry Met Sally was better than that. I thought You've Got Mail was probably more than that. You know, I'm just saying. It's, Jason Alexander, by the way, was in Pretty Woman.
Yes, he was. He was the sidekick.
That's it. All right, let's see here. I don't know if you've seen the movie Her.
No.
Joaquin Phoenix. This is a movie about a guy who falls in love basically with his computer.
Siri.
Yeah, if you will. And it's supposed to be in the near future. They don't give us an actual time for that. But he looks kind of goofy and nerdy. He's wearing these super high-waisted pants. But in the old Everything Old is New Again, apparently this week on Fashion Row, The opening ceremony, Casey Storm says that her collection is selling briskly. It's one of the last frontiers of men's fashions to come back. It does look weird when you first see it. Okay, when the fashion designer says that to you about their own design, they got a piece of crap they're trying to sell you, the way I look at it, you know? Because, I mean, isn't it a fashion designer's job to talk about the best attribute of their product so that you'll want to spend money on it. If the fashion designer talking about their own design says, it looks a little weird the first time you see it. Anyway. Actually, this is a throwback. Apparently, men used to wear their pants like that in the 20s and 30s. That's true. If you see old movies, you can see guys like that. But just want to let you know, in case you want to be a fashionista, that's what you're going to have to do. Teacher in Germany has been awarded compensation for a work-related injury. Falling off a bench while dancing in a beer tent. They have rather lenient rules over there,
I'm thinking.
Yeah, the unidentified educator was at a beer festival with her students. Again, pretty liberal. When the bench she was dancing on toppled over, causing her to injure her back. Her injuries caused her to miss work for a month. Her employer, which is one of the states in Germany, claimed that her injuries were not work-related because dancing in a beer tent has nothing to do with her job. Amazingly, the court disagreed, saying her actions were, quote, normal and socially appropriate. Let's all move to Germany.
All right. Professional home cleaning from the experts at Molly Maid gives you a chance to make the most out of your free time this winter. Our courteous cleaning pros clean your home, the whole home, every time. Molly Maid provides the clean you can trust. And don't forget Molly Maid gift certificates make great Valentine's Day, birthday, or Mother's Day gifts. Professional cleaning from a trusted name. Call Molly Maid today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Visit us on the web at mollymaid.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you over 50? Then the upcoming issue of Brassus Wellness magazine is a must-read. Brassus Wellness is a local publication filled with local articles. This issue of Brassus Wellness focuses on making your home ADA accessible, health benefits, and healing qualities of pet ownership, plus many more health care topics for people 50 and over. For information about advertising in Brassus Wellness magazine's issue for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com. The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Diana Wagner. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we take a proactive approach to tax services and provide our clients the taxation expertise they deserve throughout the year. Let us do the same for you.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Hi, I'm Texas First Lady Anita Perry.
And I'm Dr. Kyle Janik, Texas Health and Human Services Commissioner. Flu season is in full swing, and cases can be severe or even fatal, so it's important to get vaccinated.
As a nurse, I know how well the vaccine protects you from getting and spreading the flu. And if you have the flu, don't wait for symptoms to get severe before consulting your doctor. For more information, including where to get the vaccine, visit texasflu.org.
Protect yourself
and your fellow Texans.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 11 minutes till. Judge in Wisconsin has banned a man from the internet for pulling a series of dangerous pranks on his neighbor. It was back in 2012 when 31-year-old Jason Willis placed a fake personal Craigslist ad for his neighbor that requested nude male suitors. Sure enough, several men showed up at his neighbor's door, one of them dressed in only a trench coat. He had my full name. He knew my address, said the neighbor, and he said, oh, I got it off Craigslist. You put an ad up there. Willis has been sentenced to pled guilty, was sentenced to 30 months probation that includes a ban from the internet. The judge said, if you want to drive drunk, you're not allowed to drive. To me, a public availability of the internet to use it the way that you did is unconscionable. He's got 30 days to disconnect his service. Dumb and Jefferson County, Texas go together. Here's more proof. In Texas, a man smuggling heroin blew his cover, making the world's dumbest alibi. Jefferson County Police pulled the 64-year-old man over for an obscured license plate on his SUV. The responding officer noticed the man appeared extremely nervous and asked him where he was going. The guy said he was on his way to Houston to visit a sick elderly friend in a children's hospital.
Sick elderly friend in a children's hospital. Yeah.
Apparently the first place you would think of course, when officers are looking for an elderly person would be at the Texas Children's Hospital. Anyway, so police then asked to search the vehicle, found the satchel in the back seat with $250,000 worth of heroin wrapped in bundles. He's being held on $100,000 bail. Just saying. It just fell out of his mouth. He didn't mean it. He just really didn't mean it. And then in jolly old England, there's the banker and his artist wife who desperately wanted a bigger backyard. They tried to have their neighbor declared insane and committed. They terrorized the neighbor for 5 years, making multiple false allegations to social services and police to have her arrested, even physically and violently grabbing and shaking her, causing her to get a whiplash injury.
Good heavens.
The neighbor, old, retired, and deaf, it was over a dispute of 12 inches, 12 inches of land between the two properties. The couple, one Peter and Kim Bayless, delivered, they believed that if their neighbor were, quote, out of the way, the property would have more value. The Baylesses recently fined more than $540,000 for what they had done.
Wow.
Bob Costas has an owie in his eye. Did you see that?
He got pink eyes.
Yeah, both of them now. Ooh. Both of them there. And so he's going to be sitting in a dark hotel room while Matt Lauer, his little bald presence, is over there now, apparently taking his place.
Wow. It's the pink scare over there.
It is. Bob is sitting quietly in a hotel, darkened hotel room. Apparently, can't even sit in normal light. It's hurting him so much. The Simpsons will have an entire episode animated using Legos this season. Okay. Well, I mean, how long they've been on? 20 years. Figure they've run out of ideas. But anyway, we'll see.
I'm thinking because I know how long it takes to work with Legos that they're 3D Legos. That they just animate that way.
Okay.
Because I can't imagine breaking apart all those bricks.
No, that's what they say. They said the Hollywood Reporter says the show, which will either use stop-action animation or CGI Legos, like in the movie,
okay,
going to be May during the 25th anniversary season that they'll be doing that. CW Network has renewed 5 shows. Did that yesterday. If you happen to watch them, Arrow, The Vampire Diaries, Supernatural, The Originals, and Rain, all those back up. And while we're speaking of movies, the Hollywood insiders are saying that the wintry weather in the East may cut into movie going over the weekend, but they still expect the Lego movie to stay atop the box office, followed by the debut of About Last Night, Winter's Tale, and the remakes of Endless Love, and and RoboCop is also a remake. They say this is a stinky poo. They say this is really bad. The first one, I was talking to Clip Howard about it, and the first one, you know, kind of had a little comedy in it. That sounds bizarre, but it did. It was kind of over
that
the top.
That makes sense.
But this one is apparently just kind of mean and nasty. Hello?
First of all, the Simpsons have not run out of ideas, but that's not why I called.
Okay, fine. Right.
Meredith Vieira is replacing Matt Lauer, who's replacing Bob Costas on tonight's show.
Oh, I am so glad you told me. You know what that's going to do to my viewing habits?
It's not going to change mine, but no. I thought it might affect some people.
Good, thank you for that.
Matt, of course, who has paid about $36 million a year, is just really tired from doing double duty the last 3 days.
Yeah, because, I mean, I know that he was probably flying tourists like the rest of us would in the back of a small plane.
Hasn't slept at all the last 40 hours.
Poor baby.
So Meredith is going to pinch hit tonight for him.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Right. See you later. Hello? Okay. All right.
I knew that. I just didn't think you cared.
Yeah, I don't. I got news from the world of science. News from the world of science. Cutting-edge news from the world of science. Scientists down under have discovered a brand-new species of giant jellyfish. 5-foot creature. Discovered.
Whoa, that's a big jellyfish.
Discovered in Tasmania, which is not unusual because Tasmania's kind of, you know, broke off there, and they have some odd things. Doesn't have an official name yet. So apparently they allowed a 5th grader to name it.
Oh, boy.
It's called a snot jellyfish.
Yes!
Yeah. Star Furniture's having the President's Day sale to remember. Low, low holiday sale prices of 20 to 50% off store-wide. And if that's not enough, take an extra discount equal to the sales tax on top of those incredible holiday savings. Just through Monday, choose from the largest, most beautiful selection of furniture, all 20 to 50% off, plus an extra tax discount. See store for details. Star's President's Day sale ends Monday. Star Furniture, different by design.
Aggie-owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Hi, this is Rick Hill, the voice of Olson Field at Bluebell Park in Texas Aggie Baseball. I'm also a Republican Party candidate for Brazos County, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3. During my 22 years in CSISD, including 14 years as a principal and assistant principal, I made a large number of decisions requiring common sense leading to compassionate, fair, and firm resolutions. This experience will help me effectively serve our community. I'd appreciate your vote for Rick Hill in the Republican Party primary for Brazos County, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3. This ad paid for and approved by the Rick Hill for JP campaign, Paul Dorsett, Treasurer.
The Subway steak, egg white, and cheese. Hot, hearty, and surprisingly under 200 calories. You heard right. Even with tender, juicy steak and melty cheese on toasty flatbread, it's a morning time monument to deliciousness. And at Subway, it's under 200 calories. The protein-packed steak, egg white, and cheese. One of many better breakfasts under 200 calories. Subway. Eat fresh.
At participating restaurants, calories refer to 3-inch breakfast melts on flatbread prepared to standard formula, including egg white. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information.
Subway delivers yet another taste sensation. Feast your ears on the crunchy new Fritos Chicken Enchilada Melt. Tender pulled chicken, authentic enchilada sauce, melty cheese. But does it end there? No. There are Fritos corn chips right on the sub. It's crunchy. It's munchy. It even has its own catchy tune.
Munch of Fritos on my sub.
The new Fritos Chicken Enchilada Melt. It's the gotta have it crunch, and there's only one place to get it. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Professional home cleaning from the experts at Molly Maid gives you a chance to make the most out of your free time this winter. Our courteous cleaning pros clean your home, the whole home, every time. Molly Maid provides the clean you can trust. And don't forget, Molly Maid gift certificates make great Valentine's Day, birthday, or Mother's Day gifts. Professional cleaning from a trusted name. Call Molly Maid today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Visit us on the web at mollymaid.com or find us on Facebook.
Reckon you know it by now. A couple of minutes before we're in 9. Reckon you know it by now, but great weather this weekend. 73 today, 67 tomorrow, 75 on Sunday, about 80 on Monday. And we'll be in the middle 70s or higher for the balance of next week. Guess we needed to do this. Facebook users no longer have to identify their gender as male or female. They now have 50 alternative gender options.
I was telling Nicole yesterday, I could probably come up with 5 or 10 if I was really pushed.
Yeah, I know.
50?
50. They got 50. Yeah, in the meantime, I know. Who knew? Who knew?
There's bars that don't have that many beers on tap.
You're right. The Mexican state of Sonora cracking down on parents who like to give their names, their kids weird names, according to the new law. Parents no longer allowed to give their kids creative names like Rambo or Facebook. Other names that have actually been used recently, now outlawed, include Martian and Panties. Taking a page actually from New Zealand. New Zealand put out a list of 77 names you can't do. Lucifer, that would make sense. Judge, Christ, Emperor, Regal, Queen Victoria, Constable, Justice Master, Roman numerals, For Real, that's For Real, Royal,
the number
Duke.
Four.
Duke, you can't name your kid Duke. Major, Bishop, Majesty, any of those. President. Okay.
Bishop sounds, you know.
They got nothing else to do in New Zealand, okay? They've already gotten their paychecks for this week, and, you know, they're just sitting around waiting to get drunk. All right.
The thing on Facebook, happy Forced Affection Day.
Very nice. Well, a guy called me. I said, you know, we did a thing on the most romantic movies. He said, I'm glad you gave me a list of the 5 movies I never want to watch again. Hello?
In New Zealand, let a kid change her name whose parents named her Number 9 Bus Shelter.
Well.
Wow.
James K. Polk, first president to ever have his picture taken, did that in 1849. IBM, remember them? Used to be International Business Machines. That's what it stood for.
Yep.
1924. And in 1980, CBS announced Dan Rather would replace Uncle Walter. Well, how'd that turn out? All right, have a weekend. WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 9 o'clock.
Fox News Radio.